Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin, coming to you live from Maine, where we have no power. We're getting crushed by a nor'eastern snowstorm. We have no power. Thank God I've got a generator, but I've got to get a better generator because you can't run the stove or the microwave or the dishwasher or the clothes, washing machine. You know what I'm saying. But at least we've got lights, we've got heat, we've got the plumbing on. Can't complain about all that. So I took 8 out today. We hopped in the truck and tore it up. We went all the way into Gorham because Gorham's a town over. They have power because a lot of their lines are underground because they're not retards. So we went to Gorham. Dude, there are trees down everywhere. So it's just heavy, wet snow. And the power lines are just sagging. Trees are just... There's trees that are so far bent. I didn't know that trees could bend that far, like bamboo almost. That's a cool plow that guy had. But so anyways, I loaded 8 up in the car and I said, let's rip it in the truck. We'll go to Gorham together. We'll get some errands done. So I ran to Gorham and I got some, like, just some little breakfast items to bring back home and some coffee. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stop at Ace Hardware. And I picked up a Weber propane grill and I got 2 canisters of propane. Little Weber grill cost me like $400, but with how much we lose power, it's a no-brainer. So I scooped that, and then I got Ada a sled because, you know, might as well make the most out of the day, right? So I'm on my way to the gym now. I called them. They've got power. They're like they said it's been flickering, though. So, like, I know with my luck, I'll probably end up getting there, and there won't be any power. Dude, somebody just plowed a bunch of snow into the middle of the road. You coming? Come on. What are you doing? What is this person doing? Wow, women. What is this woman doing? Women are so clueless. Oh, she's trying to turn. Well, turn your signal on. What are you doing? That's the last thing I need to see is a female in a big Ram 2500 HD out here in a blizzard driving around waving traffic down and stuff. They're trying to turn into her driveway with no blinker on. She's just sitting there and I'm like, there's some, and it was her driveway. Whoever plowed it out just plowed her snow into the middle of the road and left it there. So anyways, just more stupidity as I drive. Every time, how many times have I said every time we talk, there's something silly going on when I'm driving? Now you guys know I'm not fooling you. It's literally every time I leave the house. I think I know what it is. I know it's the vaccine. The vaccine has lowered people's, I think it's like lowered brain waves a little bit. Like, people are operating on a lower level of consciousness now that they've been jabbed. And a lot of people got it. Not as many people as they would like to make you think. They tried to tell you that like 80% of America got the jab. Bro, no chance. Maybe 50%. I think it's half and half, to be honest with you. I really do. I think half of people got it, half didn't. Because a lot of people faked getting it. A lot of people faked getting it. Can you guys wrap your head around that? That they forced people to inject something into their bodies. Can you believe that happened? I still sometimes I think about what we went through with COVID, and the only emotion that comes up in me now is just, it's like white hot rage. Like, the people responsible deserve to die. They don't deserve, you know what, even worse, there's a prison in Russia where they put their worst criminals. I think it's called like Black Dolphin. Look up Black Dolphin Prison. Black Dolphin Prison in Russia. There's never been an escape. And it's been around for like 200-300 years. So it's a super max security prison. The prisoners get to leave their cell once a day for an hour, but they're blindfolded. and forced to walk around hunched over with their hands behind their back. And then the rest of the day, they're in their cell, and there's nothing in there. There's a very uncomfortable looking, what you would call a bed. There's a hole in the middle of the floor that's a toilet. And they're not allowed to sit or sleep during the day. They're made to stay up all day long. And then at night, the lights are kept on. They're allowed to sleep, but they don't turn the lights off in the prison. I mean, and these guys try to kill themselves frequently, and they can't because there's that, they're on a 24/7 suicide watch, and guys will attack the guards to get the guards to kill them because you go insane in there. That's where these people should be put, and I wouldn't wish that lightly on anybody, because that's like one of my worst nightmares would be to be trapped in a place like that. Literally my worst nightmare. Like, if I knew I were going to prison for a long time for something, I'd go out and hail a bullets. I'd be like, kill me. I'm not getting locked up anywhere. You're going to have to kill me. You would have to kill me. There's no chance. And I would take 15 of you out before you got to me, or more. Anyways, I get all fired up thinking about that. Because they're going to start thinking of ways to throw people like me in prison that haven't done anything illegal, never hurt anybody, never stolen anything, never done anything, nothing clean. Clean as a whistle, but I just say things that people don't like. They're going to try to criminalize people like me at some point. And if you come to me over words, I'll fucking kill you. I will kill you if you come to take me away from my family because of something I said on a podcast or social media. I'll end your life. I don't care if my life eventually ends. I'd be the one making a point. I'd be the one making a point. People just quietly go, like this dude in Great Britain. Did you guys see that? This dude in the UK, he made stickers opposing immigration, and they're putting him away for 18 months, and he's got a little girl at home and a pregnant wife. You come try to put me in jail for stickers, I'll kill you. Oh, man. I wish. You know what I'm saying? The shit's people, men got to start taking a stand against this shit. You know, and then you look at, like, these guys, this squatters thing. This whole new squatters. Like, if you leave your house for too long, somebody could just come in and, squatters rights! I will kill you. If I come into my home where my daughters and my wife live, and you're sitting there, and squatters, you're not even going to get the word squatter out of your mouth before I rearrange your entire intestinal tract. There's no chance. You guys, I'm telling you, man, I'm not saying to be violent at all, but I'm saying that when it comes to defending yourself, many of you men that are listening to me need to start to prepare yourselves to be capable of violence. Because you have trannies. They just arrested one yesterday. Some tranny was making plans to shoot up a Christian school and had this manifesto talking about wanting to rape Christian kids. They're burning churches. They're shooting churches up. If I get my hands on a mass shooter, I'm not waiting for the cops to come. I'm gonna set my iPhone up and I'm gonna let it record. And as I pin you, I'm going to sit on your chest and I'm going to put both my thumbs through your eye sockets. And your screams will be published all over social media. They'll try to block the video, but that video will be shared all over the world. And I'm sure I would get put on trial for some cruel and unusual blah, 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 blah. But dude, I'm telling you right now, bro. I'm telling you right now. If you try to hurt me or my family, you will not have a trial. You will not have an easy death. I'm not just going to shoot you in the head. I'm going to make sure that the last 5 minutes of your life on this earth, you're going to wish you were never born. Never born. And people listening to me right now, some of you are like, dude, this is pretty, why is he talking like this? Because y'all need to start to prepare to think like this. I would never hurt anybody. Anybody. But if you try to hurt me or my family, or take me away from my family, or take my family away from me, you will perish. Perish. And so many of these, there's another guy in Canada. It's a man in Canada. They're trying to euthanize his daughter because she's autistic. And the headline said, "Father is powerless to do anything." Powerless to do anything? I don't care who it is. Judge, doctor, lawyer, fucking district attorney, cop. I don't care. They're gone. Gone. Now, that might not solve the problem, but it's going to send a message. Can you imagine somebody coming to you and saying that, "Hey, we're going to kill your daughter"? Can you imagine that? State-sanctioned murder. Look it up. Canada. Just look up on Canada, Autistic Girl Canada Euthanasia. It'll come right up. This is what they're going to start to do to us because y'all are so soft and weak that we've let it get to this point. We've let it get to this point. So you need to be prepared to defend you and yours, which means you need to be physically fit, mentally fit, spiritually strong. It means you need to have firearms so that you can protect yourself. Again, people will listen to this and they'll take it out of context. He was talking about putting thumbs in somebody's eyeballs. Yeah, a mass shooter. Look at what they're doing to these dudes in Russia. I got half a mind to move to Russia. I don't care what anybody says. I like Vladimir Putin. I think that the West is trying to demonize him because they know he's right about most things. And you watch his interview with Tucker, bro. You want to talk about a class act? You want to talk about an intelligent, calculated, smart, confident, composed, just this dude's a G, bro. How many U.S. presidents has this guy seen come and go? You know what I'm saying? Why do Ukraine? Well, I think he had his buttons pushed a little bit too much. And treaties and agreements were violated. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I'm not saying, you know, what are these people dying? I'm not saying it's right. But I don't blame the dude at all. The whole pipeline got blamed on him. We know it was the United States. All this other shit gets blamed on Russia. Spygate. Trump. Collusion. Come to find out that was all a lie. These people just lie to us every single day. Every day of our lives we're just being lied to and lied to. 2 weeks to stop the spread. 2 months to stop the spread. 2 years to stop the spread. If you get the vaccine, you will not get sick. If you get the vaccine, you won't die. If you get the vaccine, you won't get as sick. And we found out all that was a lie. And people just continue to sit there and lap this shit up. They love it. Lap it all up. Russia's bad. Vaccine is good. 10th booster. I should chop my son's dick off and put him in a skirt. I have to believe that it's mass mental illness. That liberalism is brainwashing. It's a mental illness. It started in public schools. And then everybody got brainwashed to send their kids to these universities, which are just indoctrination camps. They all get sent there. I remember I went to a liberal arts school. You know the kind of shit these people were trying to feed me? I told y'all about the book I had to read in Spanish. Like, bro, I want to read Spanish. I don't want to learn about a 14-year-old boy hermaphrodite that has a vagina and a penis in my... Professor is trying to explain to us in Spanish that it's like an enlarged clitoris and there's a sex scene with this little boy in this book. These people are so perverted, backwards, nasty. This is Weimar Germany. And when you start to look into what little Nazis banned books, you know what books they banned? You know what books the Nazis banned? The same shit that we're trying to ban right now, we should be banning right now. Weimar Germany, before the rise of Adolf Hitler, was, especially Berlin, was an absolute cesspool of sexual immorality, just like we see now. Young boys that were 16, 17 years old would dress up as girls. Young, feminine-looking boys would dress up as girls and shave their legs, and they would go to clubs, these underground clubs, where they would basically have sex with government officials and get paid. They needed to make a couple extra $100. You know, they'd go perform oral sex on a German official. Men were dressing like women, women like men. They were having these raucous, disgusting homosexual sex parties. And the general populace was not okay with this shit. Enter Adolf Hitler. Like, we're primed right now for a dictatorship. We're primed for it. I think if somebody came out like me and said things similar to me, they would get a huge following really quickly. And I think that they would rise to power way quicker than anybody could possibly imagine. Now, I'm not saying we need another Adolf Hitler. That's not what I'm saying. But when you start to look into all that stuff too, now this is a dicey subject. It's interesting that you can't talk about this kind of stuff, right? But I think it's necessary that we talk about this kind of stuff. It's interesting how there was, you know, you look at encyclopedias from the 1950s and there's no mention of a certain event, but there are in later editions. It's just, it's all very interesting. That whole thing surrounding the painter in Germany. It's all very interesting. How census numbers for Jews over there changed from 1940s, 1959s, like the records were changed. It's very interesting stuff when you start looking into it. It's very interesting. I would never say that people didn't die. And I would never say that people didn't die needlessly. Because there were a lot of needless deaths in both world wars. But you need to start to question. Like, victory is written by, or history is written by the victors, right? The winners. You can't believe everything you've been told exactly as it was told to you. That's not responsible thinking. But anyways, my point is that there's very similar characteristics between where we're at right now and where Weimar Germany was. And you know, you look at their inflation rates, you look at their economy, you know, the beating that they had just taken in World War I. I mean, they were primed for somebody like Adolf Hitler to come into power. Everybody's like, how could people vote for him? How could he get... Very simple. Very simple. Widespread cultural degradation that most people were not okay with. Economic despair. Having just had your ass humiliated in a war. Perfect. Perfect concoction for somebody like him. Perfect concoction. Oh, the lights are on, baby. So, lots to think about. All right, I'm at the gym. I love you guys. Let's get it.